The move appears to be common sense on the surface, collecting the fare as people board SEPTA buses and trolleys instead of at the end of their trip. SEPTA spokesman Manny Smith says the old way of collecting fares dates back to when people paid different amounts depending on how far they traveled.
Back to the days when we still had zone fares that allowed people to pay as they exited the vehicles. That was an inefficient process that slowed down the travel of the bus because people couldn't exit via the rear doors. It made the buses wait longer at passenger stops.
18 routes, including the Norristown High Speed Line, will be impacted by the fare collection switch. Smith says it will help when the agency transitions to its new high-tech fare collection system.
SEPTA has made a number of changes to our fare payment program overall that makes it simpler for everybody to be able to transition to new payment technology once it's launched, and this is one of them.
SEPTA says the electronic fare collection system will probably start rolling out in 2015. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.